1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Hopefully your day is off to an awesome start. And thank you for joining me this morning. I was shopping yesterday. I had a really funny encounter with the dude who was working at the grocery store. I drink a ton of water, but I just want something extra because I don't really like drinking pop that much anymore. I like it every once in a while, but, you know, 40 now, so I try to like just cut back on the pop. I really do like Gatorade. That's my one thing is like I really like Gatorade, but I go through it so quick, and so I wanted to get some of the powdered Gatorade. And as I'm shopping, I'm looking for it, and I can't find it. Finally, I come across it, and I pick it up, and the dude working comes over to me, and he's like, "I asked Blue, my favorite variety of sports drink," or says something along the lines of that, and we started laughing. I was like, "Dude, I know. It's like the blue kind is always the best. Like, and it's always been that way." And he's like, "Yeah, Glacier Free." He's like, "Yeah, whatever." I was like, "Yeah, no. It's like this doesn't taste like I'm drinking a glacier. It just tastes like I'm drinking, you know, genetically engineered blue drink. And it's like, I don't care what you want to call it. Just put it down my throat. I'll take a funnel, please." 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. Man, I grew up on the east side of the state, so it's a little bit easier for me to go over to this place and check it out. Might be a little bit of a road trip for you. But there's a place called Ice Cream Detroit. It's a business in downtown Detroit, and it takes ice cream to the next level. Now, they got everyday flavors, and they've also got some adult-only flavors that is looking really, really tasty. They've got brandy-flavored ice cream, tequila, coconut rum, whiskey, cognac, and more. If you open up the 1077 RKR app, you could take a look at a video of Ice Cream Detroit. They've got normal ice cream, so you can bring the family. But if you're feeling, you know, you want to have a little adult flavored ice cream, they've got these up here. I'm telling you that that coconut rum and the cognac sound really good. They make it clear that they are spirit infused, not spirit forward, as each flavor has less than 5% ABV per serving. It's not going to, you know, you're not going to eat unless you are an absolute pig. You're not going to be drunk. OK, now I'm going to have to restrain myself a little bit because I can eat a lot of ice cream. But listen, if you're eating ice cream and becoming drunk, regardless of whether it's got alcohol in it, I think you got a problem. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's vinyl and 45 on the rocker. Released on this day in 1975, one of the greatest rock albums of all time, Physical Graffiti by Led Zeppelin, was released. This album is filled with hits, and even Robert Plant later said that Physical Graffiti represented the band at its creative peak, and has since said that it's actually his favorite Led Zeppelin album. Now, this album is a must-have for any Zeppelin fan, so grab a copy and give it a spin on its 50th anniversary today. This has been Vinyl and 45 on 1077 RKR. RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. There is a topic that's been coming up recently on Facebook. I saw a conversation about leaving children unattended, and there was recently a post that was made. It was apparently proven to be false and removed, but I think there's a good conversation here, and I'm curious for any parents listening what your rule of thumb is on this one. It was about leaving children unattended. In the original post, they said that a parent left their 9-year-old in a car for 20 minutes. Child ended up missing, was apparently found safe. But again, this was, according to someone, this story was fake. However, we know that this does happen. You know, parents run into the store really quick. I want to know from you guys, 978-1077, what's your mentality about leaving kids in the car, you know, locked while you run inside really quick? Cause I know like it can be kind of a hassle to get the kid out and, you know, deal with them, and you know, it can be in a grumpy mood or whatever. And so maybe sometimes it's easier for kids to stay in the car, keep the door locked and all that. But, you know, one guy was saying, you know, he said the subject, it's still relevant in today's world. He said, you know, the law may say it's legal to leave kids in the car, but any good parent would not take that chance. Some people agree, some people disagree. They're still living in the 1970s where everything is fine and we're ruining childhood, but it's clearly not the same world as not the 1970s anymore. I want to know your opinion on this. Do you leave the kids in? Do you bring them in with you? Not even take that chance. 978-1077. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. Okay, so we've kind of got a little bit of breaking news, and this is going to be my real-time reaction to this because I haven't gone down this list yet, but apparently the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has announced their class of 2026 nominees. So I'm going to go through them here. I'm sure we're going to have this up on the 107.7 RKR app shortly, but I want to go through this list. The Black Crowes, I think that's pretty well deserved. Jeff Buckley, Mariah Carey. Has Mariah Carey ever done a rock song ever? Phil Collins, Melissa Etheridge, Ms. Lauryn Hill. Again, I don't know, some of these options are really weird, so they're not rock and roll. Billy Idol, that's a no-brainer. NXS, Iron Maiden has made this list. That's really interesting. I know they're not huge proponents of being put into a museum because they're not done yet. Joy Division, New Order, New Edition. Why is New Edition New Edition in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Okay. Oasis, Pink, Sade, Shakira, Luther Vandross, and Wu-Tang Clan. Wow, that'll really wrap it up. Okay, way to wrap that list up. That is really weird. Luther Vandross, that might be the that might be the underdog of the whole thing.
Out of the deepest corners and the darkest ends of this world, from the Michigan Dockman to Bigfoot, the Melonheads of Allegan County, and people from Ohio, this is Weird Ass Wednesdays.
Hockey has been all over the news lately, and the Olympics have kind of overshadowed a game that I really think needs to become a regular thing, a mascot hockey game. This is so cool. I love watching mascots playing sports, like when mascots like played a bunch of kids in football, just watching like the mascots stiff arm kids, like it was hilarious. But this game was played in Illinois for the AHL. This was the minor league. And it featured Griff from the Grand Rapids Griffins. And it was a bunch of mascots on the ice playing a game at the All-Star game that happened, I think it was like about a week back, but this video surfaced of Griff scoring a goal in the All-Star game mascot game. This is absolutely hilarious. If you open up the 107.7 RKR app, you can watch this video of him scoring. He actually plays it really good. He catches it around center ice, plays it off the boards, works into the zone, moves through the faceoff circle, kind of loses control of the puck, but ends up putting it in the back of the net, and they got the sirens going off, and he gets to celebrate. I just love the idea of a mascot game. This makes me want to be a mascot so bad. Just to see them do that, I was like, man, I kind of want to start a mascot hockey league. I would go and watch that all the time. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. I love that we are halfway through the week. That means we're almost to our weekend. We get things started a little early on Fridays at 9:35 when we welcome in Jake from Presidential Brewing Company, and we crack that first beer of the weekend. We give you a $20 gift certificate to Presidential as well. We learn a bit about the brew and what the brewery has coming up. Right now, they're kind of in the downtime. They're just gearing up for another summer full of live music, a lot of fun things that they're going to be doing. So they're relaxing a little bit, but there's always fun things to do at Presidential. So we'll catch up with Jake on Friday. Be a part of the festivities here at 9:35 in just 2 days for our first beer of the week on 107.7 RKR. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. There was a retro diner in Michigan that recently got some love from Uber Eats in this place called West Bay Diner. I've never been here before. And it basically got like homemade goods, and there's like pies, cobblers, breads. They got like ice cream, cafe drinks, like malts and shakes and stuff. So if you open up the 107.7 RKR app, you can actually see this post that was made. They kind of give you a view inside. It is like one of these classic, like silver bullet retro diners. It looks so cool. I grew up in Rochester Hills. There was one downtown that's built into the downtown area. So it wasn't one of these like silver bullet diners, but it was very retro. It's got like the 50s stuff in it, and they do the malts and the burgers and stuff like that. But this is like super authentic. I did go to one of these. It's very similar to this when I was in New York a couple of years ago. There's just something different about eating in a diner like this. So check it out. Next time you're in the area, you should definitely hit this place.